Time now for Bob Krause's Lighter Side of Golf. He's bringing it to you. He's the guy. He's our guy. On Detroit's 1130 WDFM, The Fan, Bob Krause, Lighter Side of Golf.
Thanks, guys. Today is Tuesday, March 25th, and we're going to talk about the Arnold Palmer Invitational down at Bay Hill in Orlando, Florida. We're going to talk about two guys. One is Matt Every. His dedication to playing golf and making a commitment like winning his first tournament after 93 starts. He's a 30-year-old guy. He stuck to it. He didn't take no for an answer. He worked really hard, and he really put the time in to get to the next level, and now it's paid off. He's a good guy. He seems like a really nice, you know, family man, which is important. That's why he's staying committed to the game and hopefully committed to his young family. The other guy is Eric Compton. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever heard about Eric Compton. He's a heart transplant guy who's had two heart transplants and has stayed the course in golf. He's also made one of his top 10 finishes this year and one of his best ever. So, no excuses to play better golf. Commit, go practice, play better, and have fun. Back to you guys.
There he is, Bob Krause, the Lighter Side of Golf. You'll hear it every day right here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. But, Rob, do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit?
You never know. We could just look into the other side of the glass.
And I'm probably sure there's plenty in there. Hi, Matt. How you doing?
People. That's right.
What's going on?
Yeah, Mark, you know what?
Yes, we beat you.
You're talking about me?
Yes, we beat you.
Yes, and you know what? When you don't have perfect credit, Mark, it can prevent you from getting an auto loan or a home loan or the thing that you're looking for. So if so, you know what you need to do? Contact United Credit.
They're a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands, you know this, in additional interest and fees, even higher auto insurance rates, Rob Parker.
That's right. So with over 10 years experience, they have earned, Mark, an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And you know that weighs heavily on people making decisions. And you know what? They have achieved results for thousands of satisfied clients.
Let them help you today. Restore your score and get the credit you deserve. Call them at 877-274-7654. That number again, Rob Parker.
877-274-7654. Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Go get United Credit.
All right, Rob, let's do this thing. Let's do a little update action.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, Wings are they're just about done with one, or they're getting on with the first period. Still 1-0 Blue Jackets last I looked on the Ryan Johansson 28th goal of the season. They actually make it 2-0. The Blue Jackets have scored again. 5:51 still to play. In the there's Jack Johnson, played at the University of Michigan. So it's now 2-0 Columbus in this huge tilt between the two Eastern teams now trying to make it into that 7th or 8th playoff spot before it's all said and done. Exhibition baseball at Lakeland, not a good day for Rick Porcello or Ian Kroll and the Tigers. Braves blew them out 12-3. Ricky P got lit up, 6 runs and 10 hits in 6 innings. Did strike out 5. Kroll allowed 4 runs in 1 inning of work. Gerald Laird, the ex-Tiger, even had a homer off Porcello. Miggy and Nicky Castellanos each had a couple of hits, a couple of knocks, but not enough. 12-3 the final. Doesn't matter. They don't count. 12-12 the Tigers' spring record. They go to Clearwater tomorrow to take on the Phillies. Pistons off after the win. I said win at Utah. They will host the Cavaliers tomorrow. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Other NHL, Blues up over the Leafs 2-1 in the second. Oshie with his 18th goal of the season. Yoshi. The big Olympic hero. TJ Oshie. I just thought it was like your face on that one. Coyotes and Penguins tied at 2 in the second. Caps lead the Kings 2-0 second. Alex Ovechkin, his 47th and 48th goals of the season. Islanders lead the Hurricanes 4-2 in the second. Sabres and Canadiens no score first. Senators, Panthers ditto them. Cleveland in the NBA leads Toronto 51-40 second, and Portland trails Orlando at the, I still call it arena, I don't care what it is, 50-42. That game is now at the half. NIT tonight, one score. Clemson leads Belmont at the half, 37 for Clemson, Belmont 31. Mississippi, Southern Miss, and Minnesota play at 9 o'clock tonight. That is your sports wrap. All right, let's get back to the kind of a, you know, the tangent that is Tom Izzo, which kind of bleeds over into championships, what coaches get, what coaches do, how do you rank them, how do you look at them if they haven't won something.
And another thing is, no one's saying he's a bum, Mark. That's not, you know, that's not what I'm saying, okay? Won a championship. It's been a long time since he won again. And my point is, for me, the way I look at greatness, and you know I'm a Baseball Hall of Fame voter. I didn't vote for a lot. I didn't vote for Kirby Puckett. I didn't vote for a lot of guys who somehow got in, Goose Gossage and Jim Rice. I don't believe it. I believe either you are or you aren't. There's no middle ground, and I'm sorry. One championship to me does not mean you're a Hall of Famer.
You know that movie Noah coming up there with Russell Crowe? Here's Noah from Northville on Sportsnet with Parker the Man on the Fan. What's up there, Noah?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark, speaking of movies, you know, all that Lindsay Lohan talk about you and Lindsay last night with all the different callers. Happened to catch Showtime on demand, a little Showtime After Dark.
And yes.
Got a new movie on Showtime called Canyons. Not Cannons, but Canyons.
Well, either way it works for double L, okay? Either way it works.
There's some a couple of strobe light scenes in the bedroom.
I bet there. Hey, Noah, look at you.
It's almost X-rated. But, you know, Lindsay, I just couldn't help it. I'm like, I wonder if Mark had a strobe light.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just kidding.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Hey, Mark, or Rob, you're right on. Tom Izzo is an above-average coach. He's not great. I put him in the same category as Boeheim. But you know what? Bo Schembechler, that guy called up earlier, Bo Schembechler is closer to being an underachiever than he is a great coach.
Thank you. And that's all. And absolutely right, Noah. Right on the money. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130. People hate to hear that. Oh, how could you say that? Bo, are you crazy? No, just call it like it is. If this was any other guy other than with the name Bo, Mark, with the players that Michigan used to get, are you kidding me that they never won? Stop it.
In many ways, even though Tom has a championship, I would say Izzo has become kind of the martyred Schembechler, because it was always very difficult to deal with how you look at Bo's career. Now he's passed, of course. It's been a while. I can't believe how long it's been. Was it 6 years now since Bo passed? But I think that there was always this faction of people who held Bo up to this standard. Schembechler was up here. You couldn't touch him. Nothing you said would matter. And then there was the other people who, like Noah just said, thought, yeah, you know what? They hand out a mythical national title, and somehow in 20 years, Glenn E. Schembechler could never figure out a way to win one. Lloyd Carr found a way. He found a way to get the last mythical championship before the BCS began. That was the shared national title between Tom Osborne in Nebraska and Lloyd Carr at Michigan. So say what you want about Lloyd in the mythical era. He won one.
He won one.
His boss did not.
Absolutely.
Woody Hayes found a way. You know, Bo's mentor and then hated rival all those years.
He won.
He found a way to win them. Other guys went through the doors and won mythical. Barry Switzer found a way to. Jimmy Johnson.
I know a lot of guys won't know who this
Howard
is.
Howard Schnellenberger.
Mark, how long did we hear what a great manager G. Mark was? Greatest manager ever.
I could never take.
Right? Greatest manager ever.
Wasn't he involved in the worst collapse in the history of the game?
With the Philadelphia.
64 Phillies.
Yes, Phillies. Mark, did he ever win? He never won.
Nothing.
He was the manager when Dave Henderson hit the home run with the Red Sox and Donnie Moore wound up killing himself to close him, Mark, and that, because he ate.
Well, not that day.
No, but I'm saying later on.
It didn't sound like, I lost the game and he killed himself.
But you know what I mean? The Angels were supposed to win there. Reggie Jackson on that team, they had a good team.
Yeah, no, that was.
That was Gene Mark's team, and they collapsed. They lost.
That was his problem. Kevin, you're on Sportsnet with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back, guys.
Thank you, bud. Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Rob, I will never agree with you, but I agree with you 100% about Bo Schembechler. I do. I'm sorry. He was an underachiever, and all the Michigan fans out there that are screaming how great Michigan was, get over it. Bo was an underachiever.
They should have won more. Everybody knows that. They should have won.
I agree 100%. And the next thing, when they talk about how great people are, I'm going to give you somebody nobody ever mentions but has won two championships and is not in the Hall of Fame, Tom Flores. Why don't we bring him up more?
Nobody ever brings him up. Nobody. Nobody.
You know why? He was sandwiched in there with John Madden
And you know what? He was the first Hispanic coach in the NFL.
And kind of Al Davis, because Al Davis, you know, here he was the owner that kind of ran. I mean, he cleaned up and
he was the coach that won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and we don't mention Flores very much because
he
I do think
never gets mentioned.
Well, John Madden's shadow is pretty large, and it's hard to get out cast from under that.
Well, he's won more than Madden because he won two Super Bowls.
Yep.
We're talking about people who are great and who have achieved things. Tom Flores,
Kevin,
is an example.
If I'm not mistaken, too, he won two with Jim Plunkett.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. A cast off from the New England Patriots who couldn't get out of his own way.
Yep.
Nobody wanted him.
You know what? That's a great name, Kev. We appreciate it. All right?
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. 248-848-1130.
You want to get it going?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You got the thing up? Turn up loud. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. One quick question.
Wait, you want to hold it?
EP, did we give those circus tickets away? Did somebody get those? We still got two more. One more pair, right? Okay, so let's, we'll just hold on to that. All right, I just want to make sure.
We're going to do a Rob Parker. You want to do that now?
No. I'm just.
Now, you want to hear the Whalers or this?
I want to do the Hartford Whalers first, real quick.
You got the Whalers thing? Why you're so into this, I have no idea.
Because I used to go to Whalers games. Oh, this is like 70s.
This is actually in the movie American Hustle, this song. No.
Oh. All right.
Jennifer Lawrence sings it.
If you just joined us, we're just talking about the
Hartford. It sounds like that, doesn't it, though?
Hartford Whalers theme song.
Well, turn it up. I want to hear it. Lord, we got to scream. There's no words with it? I thought they were saying, here come the Whalers, the Hartford Whalers. They're going to score a goal.
No.
And then Ozzie will score on them, too, because he was a Wings goalie.
All right, we're good. Thanks.
Not going to play the other thing?
No. What? What other thing?
This.
Mark, you know what today is, right?
What is it, Rob?
It's a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
Don't forget to throw the Twitter in there.
That's right.
We're very 21st century.
You could either call 248-848-1130. You could trash anybody, any team.
Right now.
In the world of sports.
Wide open.
Or.
Babe, where are we going?
Right here. Or you can go on Twitter and trash with your 140 characters. Right?
Yes.
At Parker and the Man.
And you can hashtag it to. Capital T, capital T, capital T, capital T. Four T's. Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
It's real simple.
Hey.
And you know what, Mark? We might even let we might even let EP and Chris get involved.
Trashing?
Because they want to trash me, I think, for my thoughts. So they might do it. Mark will have a trash. I'll have a trash. But if you want to get in, 248-848-1130. Oh, you don't get no spending cash.
Bring your trash in tonight. We're bringing it back. First time in 6 years we've done this. A Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. Sports Night with Parker the Man.